was in your home. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with guidance and revelation. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. Angels used to descend upon you day in and day out, seeking permission before they entered your home. صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين صلى الله عليك يا أول مظلوم صلى الله عليك أيها الشهيد. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Amir al-Mu'mineen, my beloved oppressed Imam. On the night of the 19th was striped in his white beard, turned red with the blood of his hand. Sallallahu alayka ya Mawla. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we all have the love to come to Najaf and visit your grave. Imagine yourself one of these years having the opportunity to be in the shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen, beating your chest for the Imam on these nights and days. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are referred to as Awwal al-Maghloom. It was because during the time of the Holy Prophet, with all the great things that you did, the chivalry, the bravery of the Imam, it created hatred, it created jealousy in certain people. As soon as the Holy Prophet left this world, that hatred, animosity, jealousy revealed itself. They came, they took the right of the Imam to rule. Not only that, they came to force the Imam to pledge allegiance. They took away the only supporter of the Imam, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. For a few months, the Imam had to come home every day to see the Imam, to see the Lady Fatima al-Zahra in bed, resting. The illness of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra was very painful. He had to see himself pouring soil over the body of his beloved Lady Fatima al-Zahra and say his salams to the Holy Prophet and to try to tell him, "Don't ask me why your daughter is bruised when she came to you." But on these nights, Amir al-Mu'mineen, one of those last times that he was conscious again, they say he saw everyone was crying. It may have been earlier today. Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn, the Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha, have covered, have surrounded the Imam. They realize these are the last moments, watching their father all pale, going unconscious, coming back again. The sorrow that was there, the grief, the crying. Amir al-Mu'mineen sees them one of those last times. He says to them, if you would see who is here, you would not be crying. The lady Fatima al-Zahra is here. After all the pains of being away from her and what had happened, now Amir al-Mu'mineen is joining. But the madlumi of our Imam exceeds even that. Tonight when they went to bury the body of our beloved Imam, again they had to go in darkness. They had to take the darkness of the night. Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn, Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas, they carry, they accompany the body of Amir al-Mu'mineen. They take it to outside of Wadi al-Salam, a grave that has been dug by the Prophet Nuh. They find the angels pointing them where to bury the body of Amir al-Mu'mineen. The body of Amir al-Mu'mineen was buried at night and hidden for many years because they were afraid that people may come and take the body out and disrespect the body of Amir al-Mu'mineen. This noble character, our beloved Imam, no wonder he is Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is Awwal Madloom. But we say to the Imam, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, although you were madloom, but when you passed away, your children, your daughters were able to, in a very respectful manner, bury your body. But in Karbala, the killing of the Imam was not sufficient. After they had finished off all the companions, they had even, la ilaha illallah, they had even separated the heads from the bodies. Still not enough. The mal'oon Umar ibn Sa'd called, I need 10 people with horses. What do you want us to do? They volunteered, I want you to put new horseshoes on your horses. What for? This is not enough to the body of Hussein. I want you to ride your horses over the bodies of the shuhada. Imagine what that did to the noble body of Imam al-Hussein, to the body that was already mutilated of Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas, the body of Ali al-Akbar. No wonder that night or the following day, when the lady Zainab was looking for the body of Imam al-Hussein, it was difficult for her to find it. Once she recognized the body, after setting aside the swords and the arrows, she saw it was the body, but so different. She said, "Anta akhi, are you my brother? I can't believe you. This is the grandson of the Holy Prophet." Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimin, wa sayya'lamu al-nabina zalamu ayyamun qaladun yanqalibun.